Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 18, recap of the reunion, Part 2. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Did it really need two parts?
No, it never does. Do we need a Where Are They Now? No.
Okay, but no. let's be honest. Like Succulent Scholar says, didn't finish the reunion, but I'm still watching every minute of this. Happy to be back for my third life live. Welcome back. We appreciate you. Definitely. But, you know, here's the thing. We get lovers blind to do one reunion and like, oh, they didn't get enough. So can we really fault them for giving us two?
No, but I think we got to thank Kevin. Kevin does a good job moderating.
Wait, who said that last week? I just want to make sure we're on point here.
Oh, I forgot. You got that need to be right. Yanni said that last week.
I don't have that need to be right.
Sounds like you do.
I just asked a simple question.
Just wanted to remind everybody that you said that.
You just hate whenever I am right.
No, I don't hate. It's just I don't need to be right as much as you do. I just let you enjoy
yes,
that.
Yes, actually, yeah. You do. You do.
It's all right. Go ahead and be right.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
You're right.
It's You're okay, right, little
you.
T.
I won't argue with you.
It's okay, little T. You'll be all right. Shanice is right. Hit the like button, family. Tell Terrell I'm right. Hit the like button. And Nikki B, we're going to get to that because, yes, MM should be embarrassed. Should be, for real. Jeez. And Nitra says she's happy the season's over. Are you happy it's over?
I'm ready to be done. It's long. I mean, we started in October. So this has been long dealing with this group.
It has been. Hey, shout out to everybody checking in from all over. Got Barbados in the house, New York, Atlanta, Chi-Town, Toronto. Like everybody checking in. Philly, you want to hit him with the John?
You John's in here?
Sean says we have two more episodes. So what? Where are they now? And then what's the one after that? I missed it. What's on?
I thought it was just the Where Are They Now. I didn't know there was one after that one.
I thought so, too. I thought it was just one, yeah. Jocelyn says there's still more shows to come. Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be... I do think, by the way, sorry, but we're not going to say Bandit's TV show, the show from TV. No. I know they've gotten it wrong, but it's going to Peacock. And to be fair, here's what Peacock is doing. They are casting right now in four different cities. Yep. Did you see this?
I did.
Four different cities. Now, what if, and this probably would not be a good idea, they mix the cities. Terrible idea. But they've had worse ideas in these matches, especially
mix
this season.
The cities?
Yeah.
How would you do that? What are you talking about?
Marry someone from this city to someone from this city.
It's no, terrible. That's not going to work.
It's a terrible idea. But
no.
How much worse can the ideas get from the people they have put on this show together?
Yeah, no, that wouldn't work.
Could it be any worse than Michelle and David? You called that from the start.
I did, but that's because he lived in the basement. So it was like, why are we on here? It's like the other show with Cisco that's written a room. You're not ready to love. At that time, David wasn't ready to be married.
So Nance fan says this reunion could have been an email. You agree?
You know, there were some good things. There's some good little nuggets that I think we got out of this. I don't think we got full closure on what everybody wanted to know, which is when did the relationship start and all that stuff. Thought that we didn't get a chance to see. But there are some things that we saw. There's some things I saw that I was disappointed in. Looking at you, MM. Some things I saw I was disappointed in.
And we're going to get to all of those. Shout out to the Music Is My Life one. Appreciate the super chat. Says, hey, from Mississippi, my first live show.
Wow. What part of Mississippi? I used to work in Olive Branch, Mississippi for like a year.
There's an Olive Branch, Mississippi?
Yeah, right outside of Memphis.
Is that the one that's close by the school? Was it Ole Miss?
Ole Miss is in Oxford.
Okay. That's the one you went into the bar and immediately went out.
Yeah. I spent a month in Oxford. Yeah, that was interesting.
Hey, see, Sean likes my idea. He says, Paducah, Kentucky, meet your husband, Pookie, from Compton. By the way, I remember doing a track meet in Paducah, Kentucky. So, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been at Fort Campbell High School. You're right on the border of Kentucky and Tennessee. So, yeah, Paducah. Shout out to Karen. Appreciate that super chat. Thank you very much. You know, we love you guys.
Yep.
Now, do us a favor as we get ready to kick this off. Miss Sophie says she used to live in Olive Branch.
Olive Branch, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. And let's get into this, because there's so much mess to get into. Where we picked up from last time was Michelle and David, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with these two was they're asking, were David and Madison together when the text message was sent?
Mm-hmm.
David's response, they just hung out. It was just flirtatious. That's it. And as they keep trying, Kevin keeps trying to get all the things. When was the first time you kissed? Did you really think we're going to get a real answer here?
No, not at all. Like, just, which, do you think David's learned his lesson? You stick to the lie,
mm-hmm.
and you just constantly stick to the lie because you can't change it.
It's about so time he learned that.
Yeah, Jesus. So like you stick to the lie.
Jeez. That, I mean, it took him all season to learn this.
A year later, he's like, stick to the lie, stick to the lie.
But when you have a seasoned interrogator like Kevin, right? Kevin Frazier is the nicest person. You meet him in the airport, he's nice, he'll take pictures, he'll talk to you, he'll smile. But then when he sits down, he goes, all right, so now, David, this whole can't wait to eat you up. That implies that you've had a snack.
That you've tasted the goodies before. Which it does. I have never shot my shot like that to somebody. So I just don't believe, and I don't think any of us believes, mm-hmm. that nothing happened between David and Madison until the retreat.
Yeah.
No one believes it.
It's the thing is, Kevin says exactly what we know, right? At least those of us that are part of this wonderful club that I'm the mm-hmm. president of, and I've already got a vice president and a treasurer. The text that David sent and accidentally sent to Michelle gave Michelle the fuel for her feelings to hate David forever.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin brings that up. And now it's Michelle's turn to lie, right?
Well, she says she doesn't hate him. And mm-hmm. she's talking about where she's at now.
I think she probably hated him all season.
Yeah, she hated him probably during the season. But a year later, I think she's mm-hmm. in a good place.
Yeah, we'll take it. I don't think she is. She's still rolling her eyes every time they talk. So, and the one thing I did notice is when it came to finances, the thing that you said from the very beginning, Michelle actually admitted to when Kevin asked about her seeing David as an equal.
Yeah, she said that there were some things that she saw in those conversations that mm-hmm. Gave her alarm or pause,
mm-hmm.
but it makes sense. And the fact that where he's at financially, living in the basement, where she's at, it's a no.
Yeah.
Right. I wouldn't date someone living in the basement of their parents' house in their 30s.
But yeah. And that's why you called it out from the very beginning. You said she wasn't going to like this.
Right. She's not going to like it.
Now, Kevin said something, and I want to know if you agree with this, because again, this is something that Michelle wouldn't accept. But Michelle's also older, right?
Yeah.
And his question was, is Madison accepting it because she's younger?
I don't think that's fair. Because what? I think Madison comes across very intelligent. She's younger. But to say that she's willing to take the guy from the basement, move him into her house because she's young and making poor choices, which mm-hmm. is where I think Kevin was alluding to, is off.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just she seems quite mature.
Yeah.
Regardless of the fact that she's younger, she's well-traveled. I think that's not the issue at all, that she's only allowing it because she's younger. She's going with the feeling.
Yeah.
Now, here's the difference. If Michelle would have said, you know what, I'm not cool with this basement thing, but let me try to get to know him and see if we can make something work, and then we can figure out a way out of that situation together. Mm-hmm. If she would have did that, maybe Madison and Michelle would have worked out. I'm sorry, David and Michelle would have worked out, where I think Madison is open and willing to give him a shot to say, okay, let's see how we work this out. And here they are today, still going.
She Likes a Tweet has a great question. Did y'all notice how she perked up when David started listing all the moves he's been making since dating Madison? I didn't see this. Did you?
No, I didn't see that. And the stuff he said was ridiculous because Kevin asked, well, how are you going to take care of her?
You just never give that man a break.
No, he's going to have to take care of her financially. He's like, look, when I say financially,
okay, yeah,
it means that she doesn't have to pay for anything. We go out.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
I open doors. What does opening doors have to do with taking care of somebody financially? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to walk on the outside of the side of the curb.
So the bare minimum.
Financial. Right. That has nothing to do with
you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Right. And the thing is, if he didn't have a large savings set up, which apparently he did, according to conversations he's had with Michelle, but Madison wants to give him a shot, great.
Uh-huh.
And if they decide to move in together and not move in together, move into Madison's house and then, you know, buy a rental property out in Iowa, great. Mm-hmm. If it's working for them, they like it. I love it.
D. Michelle says that 2 seconds later, she's the breadwinner.
Yeah, he ain't no fool. Come on now. He ain't no fool.
High Vibe says, David is a bum. I can't unsee that basement. Happy Gardner says it was ridiculous. He's paying for tacos and the sex, and she's paying the rent. Because remember, the tacos come after the sex. So apparently he's delivering first.
Yeah, but I will pause this for a second and say to the ladies who are talking about, after seeing David's basement, you're judgmental. I know so many people who, when they were meeting and dating their spouse, that spouse's place was trash, gross and dirty. And now y'all living together and you're married. He's still gross and nasty, but now you just do it. But you just complain to your friends because now you have something to talk about. But don't act like you would never date somebody who, and especially at their ages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at 50, no, I'm not doing it. But in my 30s, could I date somebody who's a little bit messier than me and, you know, train them up?
What if she had a ring around the tub? Let me guess. You're asking another question first. 3 words. 8 letters.
I have cleaners.
Oh, my bad. Four words.
Yeah. I have cleaners.
11 letters. How is the...
It better be some good nightgowning. Be okay with... That ring in the tub. You got a nightgown the hell out of me for me to do that.
It might be funky, though. White Joel says, David told Madison he would move out 6 to 9 months. I thought he said he could move out anytime and just chooses to live with his parents. He did say that at first, didn't he?
He did say that at first, but he also said it was a picture of food. So. Yeah.
And Sean wraps it all up. Ah, David can splurge on the 2 for $20 at Applebee's.
Hey, get you them riblets, girl. And I got all you can eat. Hey, unlimited shrimp.
By the way, before we move on completely from Michelle, and as we move on from Michelle and David, remember, Music Is My Life said, from Mississippi, you asked from where? Says Canton, 20 minutes from the Capitol.
Okay.
JSU.
No, I didn't make it out that way. I just did Olive Branch, Horn Lake, and Oxford.
Okay, so you didn't get to go see when Prime and the ASU coach. See, JSU, Prime time.
Yeah, I hear you, but this was back in...
This is before then.
This was in 2005.
Hey, that's, anybody who hasn't been to JSU, first thing they go is Prime.
It's 2005. Prime wasn't even a thought about Jackson State in 2005.
I want to make sure everybody else is on the same page.
His kids were playing Little League in 2005.
Hey, that's how Snoop started trading them up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, thank you, everybody. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Next up was Carla and Juan. And Kevin asked, what was the initial attraction? Juan says Carla's eyes. Carla said she loved his drive. Sounds fair? Honest?
Sounds fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally sounds fair. I like how Juan answered that his issue wasn't that she wasn't attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to be very PC with it. But it just boiled down to her personality and all the stuff. He's not into that. Mm-hmm. And that just turned him off. And we saw it. I said the same things. I thought Carla was gorgeous. And the more you start hearing about some of the things and all the energies and the this and the chakras and all that. I was like, oh, I couldn't deal with that.
And that's stuff he wasn't.
Yeah.
Something that stood out to you though was when Kevin asked, when did they know it wasn't going to work?
Yeah. I gained a lot of respect for Carla. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Carla plays kind of this dingy person, but she's actually probably pretty smart. Mm-hmm. Carla said that she knew it wasn't going to work when they were in the honeymoon and that part where Juan forgot about her. Mm-hmm. And she said, I mean, that was so telling that he's enjoying himself, having this much fun that he forgot I was even here. This dude doesn't like me. So I'm just going to ride this out and enjoy, you know, the benefits of being on the show and just go to the end. I was like, good for you, girl. Have you some fun. She needed a place to stay anyway. So it worked out.
She did need a place to stay.
Yeah, she did need a place to stay. So it worked out. Carla's a survivor.
Do you now justify? Yes, she is. With nature. Did you notice she's one with nature? Does this now justify the way she reacted when he said that and how petty she got after that? Because we kind of roasted her for that back then.
Well, we roasted her for it, but knowing what I know now, mm-hmm. and how she realized that that was the moment for her that she felt this guy's not into me.
Yeah.
I don't think she was wrong in being petty about it.
So in the comment section in the live chat, Toya C says Juan is fighting for his life online. Yes, he is. Boy, they are roasting him, boy. And he had to go up and put his own apology up. But here's how bad it is. I saw that apology on Threads. I don't even go on Threads. It was like, hey, come here, I got something for you to see. And then Nikki B says, I think that Juan had the girlfriend the entire time. That's why no affection. You think so?
I don't think so, because that's just his family was at the wedding. I just don't, that wouldn't make sense to me. He doesn't seem sure like that was kind his of family? Guy. Touche. The Juan show that I know wouldn't do that.
Well, now they've got Juancho's ponchos, so you can get those, and he's promoting his business. Hey, he's a hustler. Assumpt to B says Carla has a secret on Juan. I mean, her eyes and facial expression said it all. Juan is acting and performing. I have confirmed. He's lying about something major. How dare you leave such a tease and don't give the payoff? I better scroll down and see the payoff. What is he hiding?
Yeah, what is he? Tell us. If you have confirmed, what is it?
Meanwhile, while we scroll down to see, CH says, what did you guys think of Carla's dress?
I didn't pay that much attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Was there something wrong with the dress, or you just thought it was inappropriate?
And I don't think it was inappropriate. I mean, it's Carla's. It's. I think it fit Carla for what it is, right? Because she's been like that. She's not afraid to be seen.
Yeah,
as we have seen throughout the season, right? Even when they showed some of the clips of them, there are times I swore she was flashing Juan and the production crew. Oblivious to it. So it's not like, and yeah, she's, I didn't think anything wrong about the dress, to be quite honest.
Yeah. I didn't think anything wrong with it. I mean, like I said, Carla, I think is beautiful. I think she's very attractive until she starts talking. And then that's when I'm like, ooh.
Well, apparently, according to D, thank you very much, D, for the super chat. We do appreciate it. Said, did y'all peep in the previews from the next episode that Juan and Carla went into business together? Is this where the beef came from? Because there is current beef online. Yeah. He is fighting for his life online. Did they go into business and it went sour?
Possibly. I don't know. I mean, why Juan would go into business with Carla makes no sense to me. And this is not a negative or a swipe at Carla. It's just, why would you do that?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's great. Give her some advice, help her, but not like go into business financially together. But to me, it sounds like Juan needs to sage his Instagram. Get that juju off of him.
By the way, Jasmine says Carla's dress was horrid. Because it was see-through. It was, but how else would you know she had the tattoo?
Right. You gotta show that off. You gotta show it.
And there are jokes there. We're gonna leave them alone.
You gotta show it. Let us see it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chocolate Sooner. I'm gonna keep on rolling. Your girl Cheryl says it was lingerie, but it works on her. It works on her. Happy yes, Gardner says dress was meh. And Melissa says she had a black thing covering her right boob only. Very strange. No, that was not a black thing. That was her tattoo. That was a tattoo underneath.
Yeah, we looked. Check tape.
Pause the TV. Treat it like it's a phone.
Yeah.
Zoom in.
Going for your phone. Just gotta zoom in. That one of us may have done that to confirm, just in case somebody brought this up.
Oh my God. Just in case. We wanted to make Tanya says, hey, was that a tattoo? I thought it was nipple. No, it wasn't. It was actually her tattoo. One of the shows, it may have been one of the after parties, I think she ended up accidentally flashing and they blurred it, obviously. They're not gonna let that one go. So
I would have. But why? I'm a little more open, you know. I'm a little more European when it comes to stuff like this.
You're a little more European. Why, you wear the Speedos when you go to the beach?
No, I'm just saying, I just have a little bit more, I have more open mind than some of us.
D says that wasn't a dress, that was lingerie.
Turn off the lights.
Darker?
Yeah.
One of the things that was asked of Juan was, how did he show affection and show that he cared? And he started listing things. And if we thought David did the bare minimum. Juancho.
Yeah.
Front and center.
Yeah, that was crazy. Because he was trying to talk about the other guys and how they were buying massages and doing all this other stuff. And I just wanted to, you know, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to say hello. I'm going to open the door. I'm not going to ignore you. I thought I was doing it all. It's like, no, that's basics.
Yeah, well, like Secular Scholar says, I show affection by not cheating.
Yeah, I didn't cheat. I didn't cheat, did I?
That's how I showed I care.
Yeah, that's how much I'm in this relationship. I didn't cheat, did I?
Hey, the ladies are not letting this go. So before we get off these two, because Chrissy says, Carla's beautiful, her styling wasn't good. Some to be said, celebrities wear more revealing things on the carpet, and it's called fashion. Carla looked great. Yes. Jocelyn says, I thought she looked gorgeous in the dress. The dress was beautiful. Nikki B says, Carla had to show Camille's basic self how to wear lingerie. Yeah, she didn't run up and...
Yeah. Every time I watch that,
they were having fun. Let them have their fun, man. They're both corny and goofy. It's fine. It's okay to be that. So all the fellas, they call all the fellas out. And Kevin happens to, I guess he went for a bathroom break and Alan tried to take his chair.
Which was funny, because I was wondering the way where Alan sat. I said, oh, wait a minute. Is David going to sit next to Alan? Mm-hmm. And then once he moved over, and I'm like, okay, Alan is still going to distance himself from David. Makes sense.
Yeah. They did ask about the text, right?
Right.
And if you sent the text, what would you have said? Juan was like, hey, that car ride was tough to watch, man. And then he said exactly what we said, which right. is, I was a little tipsy. And I figured I'd shoot my shot and try to connect with you.
See what you say. And that's exactly what David should have said from the beginning. He could still be with Madison afterwards because she's got to say no.
Yeah.
So great. The ending result would have been the same.
Yeah.
There would have been Textgate. Like that wouldn't have been a thing.
Thomas said that he would have had a better lie, and Alan jokes that the lie should have been that AI did it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Alan having a joke about it?
Well, I think it's great because you can tell Alan still doesn't care for them at all. Like, you could tell that. But I thought Thomas, I'm like, come on, Thomas, you're not going to have a better line. Like, he doesn't seem to be the Rico Suave that would have lines.
Hey, that's why silent killer right there, boy. Knocking him down. Something to be says, Thomas killed me, how he admitted he would have lied too, but with a better lie. Loved it. That's why the men are still friends with David.
I think that's great that they are still friends. I will say that, but...
He lied to them, though. I'm sure they're friends with him, but friends at a distance. Because, you can't trust anything that he tells you. It's raining. Let me check first.
Yeah, no, let me double check.
I'm not trusting anything that he says, right?
No.
At all. Then... We find out, anything else stood out to you from these guys besides the fact that Ikechi is still the only single one? Does that surprise you at all?
That he's the only single one? Yeah. No. And here's the deal. Ikechi could be in a relationship. He just wouldn't say it on the show.
Right.
That's smart. So, you don't really know whether he's single or not. He could be lying.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. And it's actually probably the smartest thing he's done because the way he acted definitely wasn't smart.
Right.
Yeah, the smartest thing he can do is not expose her now.
Yeah. What'd you think of Kevin asking them, are y'all going to go to each other's weddings? It's like, obviously, Alan's not going to go to David's wedding. Why even ask that, Kevin?
You said that last week, and here it is. It comes up again.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, the women are loving Alan, because I've seen nothing but Alan love in here. You know, Alan, it worked out for Michael, too, so.
Well, I mean, they do, and we all know that Alan likes a little coffee and his cream. So some of y'all got a shot maybe if his thing doesn't work out.
Right. Well, people last week were saying, hey, it looked like she has braids. I knew not to ask you because you probably didn't notice.
They blurred her face, so I couldn't really see the hair. I couldn't tell.
Yeah. The experts come out. By the way, shout out to Tammy in the chat. Tammy Talks, what's up?
Hey, Tammy.
The experts come out, and first people they're up there with, Michelle and Alan, right? The spouses that were cheated on.
Right.
And then Michelle, as she's done all season, as I've pointed out all season, lies again. Saying it was only upsetting for the first few weeks, but I've moved on. Lies.
What?
She's still upset. We've seen this the whole thing. What are you talking about?
No, she moved on. What she's saying is after the show ended, first 3 weeks, she was upset. But a year later, she's moved on. She's in a good place.
Okay.
I didn't pick up any vibes or body language that she's still bitter about it.
Okay. She still is. here's what I do like for Michelle. While I may be the president of the Michelle Hater Club, doesn't mean that I can't say anything nice. I've said nice stuff about her before. Here's one more. She can at least look in the mirror and see that she was a brat and that she treated David like
she did own up to that she was a complete brat, treated David like crap. Doesn't mean she deserved to get lied to her face that many times by not only David, but also Madison. So, yes, she was a brat, but she was justified, in my opinion, for her hatred and anger towards David and Madison.
Here's the thing where we realize that David, and this has got to be, David should have kicked himself at this moment because she said she thought David was trying to shoot a shot with her when she first saw the text. And David had to be like, yo, why didn't I think of that? Because had he said it, she would have still said no.
Maybe she might. Maybe she'd have took a couple shots and be like, you know what? Let me find out.
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't have because she. and something to be said, she's only saying it because the internet has been coming for her horrible and disgusting behavior. Thank you, because that's exactly what we've been calling out. My VP CXM is right there saying the same thing. This is the kind of behavior that we didn't, right?
Yes, but. I think she's still justified in her actions. Okay. And I think she's over it. I think she's moved on from it all. But David missed an opportunity. And imagine what would have happened if she actually hooked up with David just to find out. Where the show would have gone.
He probably would have been crying, no.
Oh, he'd have been in love. I think he'd have been in love.
No, because that was meant for Madison. He was too far gone with Madison by that point. He sent that eat you up text. He'd been like, this doesn't taste the same.
Yeah, but but he's still hungry, right? He's still hungry. He's gonna eat. He's a big boy. He's gonna eat, right? So whether it be Madison or Michelle at that point, he might have been like, well, let me go see. And then I can choose which
one. Not enough seasoning.
Yeah. Old or young? Which one do you want? Old or young?
Hey, Kelly says the season would have been a snooze without Michelle. Okay, if we want to go that far, the season would have been a snooze if David didn't send the wrong text. Okay? Don't give it all to Michelle. Give Michelle her props. She would not stop beating that dead horse. But good. David said it.
Like a detective. It was great.
All right, Toya, we see you on the other side. Team Michelle, F David and Madison. Well, they're doing that. Michelle isn't.
They are.
Michelle, though, had some questions for the experts, right? Which it's funny because one of the things that some to be said is funny how the experts still didn't hold Michelle accountable, but Kevin did. Those experts are still so biased, maybe except for Dr. Pepper. Here's the thing. She asked them a question. She tried to hold their feet to the fire based right. on a rumor.
Is it true? And she said it with such like I knew it all along. This is what happened. I wonder where that rumor came from. Like, where did she hear that originally David and Madison were supposed to be together and the last minute the experts changed it?
Right.
I wonder where she heard that from.
You know what? She was online. Because not all online sleuths are the same. They're not all created equal. Right? And therefore, it's one of those things where she sees that. She's like, oh, well, that's probably what it is. And so she's tried to stick by it.
Yeah.
Didn't work out for her. Because they're like, no, we had a match with somebody else, but, you know, we would have matched her with this other person. But based on what she said, you know, she wasn't down for the brown. They matched her with somebody white.
But and Pastor Cal was right. Like, if you've never really dated outside your race, I'm not going to match you up with somebody that's outside your race.
Which is what we saw on, what was that show? The Later Daters? Remember the white guy from England? And you saw how uncomfortable that woman was.
Yeah.
And, well, now here it is. You see Madison moving on her own to somebody of a different race, different nationality. She's fine.
Yeah.
Moving on her own. She just was afraid she might get Tyrone. So.
No, she got a brown guy to come in and fix up stuff in the house while she's out traveling for work.
YG Hall says, I love that Michelle has no reservation about asking questions to get to the bottom of things. She thought she was still eating, like she was still questioning David. And Pastor Kyle's like, hold up now, we're pros at this. We know how to lie. now, MM... and Ikechi, he finally says he didn't get the things he wanted from MM, but then finally says that he didn't want them from her, which
right, right, which is great, right? And it's a year later, but you were never into her. You lost your attraction to her after the wedding day, maybe day two in Honduras. Mm-hmm. You weren't feeling her. You know, and I guess they still commit to going through the whole process. But the way he made her look was bad.
Yeah.
But where I'm looking at MM sideways is she is still angry and hurt.
Well, yes, we know.
You're engaged, you know, to your elementary school sweetheart. Why do you seem so upset anytime Ike talks?
The thing that irks me, and this, again... I'm not just going to call out MM for it. I'm going to call out the experts, too. Remember when MM read that whole soliloquy that she thought she ate on Decision Day?
Yeah.
And I said it was a waste of time because he wasn't listening. Same thing goes to the experts who are trying to explain to him, preaching to Ike about what it means to be in a marriage. He's not listening.
He's not listening to y'all.
He doesn't care.
He's going to do it his way.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
By the way, Nikki B, thank you for the super chat contribution to MM's therapy. Because apparently she still needs it. He still needs it. But they realize that I'm getting anywhere. They move on and they're about to introduce Brandon, right? And as they're about to introduce Brandon, what happens? Ike gets up, walks out, passes Brandon on the way out, and refuses to shake his hand. Because apparently it was supposed to be all three of them up there.
Right,
he's like,
right.
I want no part of this. Do you blame him for getting up and walking out, first of all?
I don't see why he needed to do that. Just sit there. Like, who cares?
I don't see why he needed to sit there anyway.
Yeah, but just sit there. Who cares? Now, it would have been great if he sat there, and then once Brandon starts being Brandon, he could be like, see?
Yeah.
Told y'all. It don't matter who it was. She just wanted to be married to somebody.
Thank you, Dwayne. Brandon is a child. Because here's why, and it's, you know what's so funny? That's literally the line I have written. Brandon is a child. Because as soon as he passes, Ike doesn't shake his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I just want to bet.
Yeah.
Like, what bet? Oh, I just bet that he wouldn't shake my hand. He wouldn't be man enough to shake my hand. I'm like, dude, what? He irritated the crap out of me.
He did. He did. I mean, he comes in with all this, you know, energy and all that, hey, which is great. He lost me when he did the, you know, we connected and, you know, I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, who does that at your age? Who does that? Even Pastor Cal was like, I had to take my glasses off. I'm like, this is MF. But just the fact of him doing that, that's when I lost it. I was done with Brandon at that point.
It's nuts, right? Because here's the thing about it. Dr. Pepper asked, was it the guy or the need, right?
Yeah.
It can't be the guy. If this is the guy that you saw and you fell in love with,
mm-hmm.
then something's wrong with your picker.
Yeah.
To pick that pecker. Because something's just all wrong. Let's be real. Because why would you embarrass her like that on TV and do that whole, well, you after a long night of, what was it again? sound like he was at Mrs. Palmer's just now. Oh, but it's to say all that, then say that that's the reason why he wanted to marry her. Because that's it, right? After a good night of sex and they're up all night, then that's what it is?
He said no. The pillow talk the next morning is when out there, made himself vulnerable. And I don't think it was the sex that made him want to go all in. I mean, he went all in, apparently. I don't think that's what it was.
Dwayne says, I was embarrassed for her. Me too, because it's nuts, the amount of embarrassment he did. Because he's like, well, you know, we had some Hennessy. And she's like, oh, don't say that. I'm like,
yeah.
And he's like, well, I don't care. And I'm like, oh, he doesn't get it. To the point that he gets up and asks Pastor Cal to marry them.
All that was extra. I mean, it was just so extra. Pastor Cal, I want to leave here knowing that she's my wife. Stop it, dude.
Pastor Cal,
if you really want her to
sit your ass down. Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it. You got to wait till the divorce is final. Pastor Cal can't do that. Mm-hmm. I don't think the divorce is final at this point when they aired the reunion. So he can't do that.
High Vibe says, MM has now been embarrassed by two men on national TV. And sincerely, Shimmerell says, OMG, I just got on and I see Terrell doing that gesture. See, I'm not the only 12-year-old here. Hey,
if MM doesn't get embarrassed if you're giving her the peen.
Now, something B says, I also believe he was intoxicated when he came to the reunion stage. If that's the case, and that's the way he acts, again, he's looking like he's trying to get his 5 minutes of fame, right? Here's the problem.
Right.
And here's the problem that I have. And if I'm her friend, if I'm her cousin, if I am just her co-worker, I'm like, don't you bring that ninja to the doggone Christmas party. You understand me? Now, granted, it's her business, so she can do whatever the hell she wants. But it's not a good look.
No.
And he is going to embarrass her in any situation. Like, you know, well, she was married to somebody else when I met her. I was married to somebody else. And then, you know, we end up clapping cheeks and here we are.
Yeah. She's got to bring around a bunch of other doctors. And this is my fiance, Brandon. Hey, how you doing? So what have y'all been up to this over the weekend? Having sex? A lot of sex. You know what I'm talking about, right? You got it. You're a doctor. You get it. You get it, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, it was so bad, man. Pastor Cal rightfully is just like, hey, I'm not doing this. But right. He said it a little bit more politically correct than that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because he knows he can't. Like I said, the divorce wasn't final, so he's not going to do that. But also, I don't think Pastor Cal believes in what they got.
No, at all. I don't think so. No, I mean, hell, we don't. Let's be honest, we don't. Now, they asked about kids, and apparently MM had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
And it's one of those that it's a tough moment for her, and you can see that really affected her. But at the same time, it's like there's no slowing down for these two. They're moving forward full speed ahead. I wonder, is he divorced yet? Because you know, he was supposed to have already been starting his.
I don't know, but what I didn't like about that, it was Brandon brought that up.
Yes,
he teed up the conversation about the miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at MM, I'm like, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah. It's, he did too much in the sense that every time a question was asked, who answered first? She's the one that was on the show.
Yeah.
But who answered first every time?
Her man, her man, her man.
Which is what he loves, he loves, he loves.
Yeah. She got what she wanted.
Did you notice too, though? I wonder this because maybe I'm looking for it. Maybe I saw it because I wanted to see it. It looked like she was a little embarrassed by what he was doing and tried to calm him down. Like when he was standing up there with Pastor Cal, and Pastor Cal was like, "We'll talk after." She had to be like, "Sit your ass down, Brandon. You're embarrassing me."
They've been together a year. She's not embarrassed. She knows what she's got.
Mm.
But he's gonna be there.
Yeah.
When she comes home, that's all that matters. What she wants.
Yeah. Damn. She likes to, he says, MM is the type to stick up for this man and have to defend him at every gathering. Absolutely true. I can see that. Especially when he does what Redefine Me says. Thank you, Tone. Now I will not get that clapping image out of my head.
This one?
I think it was a little faster than that.
Should I go slower? Well, you get tired after a while, so it's not like... Hold on, let me finish.
Let me finish. Shout out to Deep Perry. Thank you very much for the super chat. It says Brandon is a baby trapper. I think that's what happened with his first wife, Brokey.
Ooh.
Yes, he was divorced last November.
Wow. Mm. Who knows? I hope that's not the case, but who knows?
I mean, he did go couch surfing. y'all want David all season long, but David at least had a whole downstairs apartment. My bad, basement apartment
where anybody can come down there and do laundry. He was that open.
Well, it's only the family. It's only the family.
David was smart. I'd put some coins on there. Make you a little money.
Yeah. And mom comes out, David, what's going on here? What, mom? I can't get in to the washing machine.
Yeah.
Put some coins in.
Yeah, where your quarters at, mom?
Credit card. There's a credit card right there.
Ain't nothing free down here.
Hey, Nikki B said, don't forget the side entrance. Yeah. And a sub to beat, thank you for pointing this out. David was a single man who lived with his parents and had no kids and had a bed.
That makes him better than Brandon?
He wasn't couch surfing.
But what if Brandon's still on the deed of the house, but he can't stay there for whatever reason that they're not together? So he's at his sister's house on the couch. It's different.
By the way, you know I can't let this tweet go this comment go by without putting it up. She likes to tweet. Not me getting excited by Terrell and his hand gestures / dirty talk.
Bring it.
Oh, my God. Next up, Madison and David sat down with the experts. And here we go with this timeline again, man. I mean, like, can you tell me why they keep asking about the timeline when we know they're going to stick to the lie?
Because they're just trying to force David to be honest with you.
He's not going to. And yeah. I figured that's what he was going to do. But instead he apologizes and then pleads the fifth. So he took a different route. And then Dr. P is like, all right, well, I get what you said, but Madison, so when were you ready to risk it all? Since you won't answer, I got you.
when were you ready to blow it up? Let me ask in a different way. And Madison was like, shit. wasn't expecting a good question like that.
It was, I think though, the way Dr. Piacato went at it, and she's kind of a little different in the way she was going around. And she told him, all right, I need you guys to slow it down. I'm like, is this the right time to tell them that?
They're living together. Yeah. How do you slow down? Go back to the basement? You ain't doing that when you got all that goodness. You got a whole place to yourself. You got a kitchen. Mm-hmm. You got all the things. Dr. Pepper, though, asked Madison, when did you start to want him, kind of lust for him, right? And she said it was when she saw him, like, break down, because I guess he was upset, something that Michelle wasn't doing for him. Mm-hmm. That's when she wanted to lust after him. I was like, really? Because he had the sads? That's what made you want to like him?
Fellas, let him know. Sometimes that one single tear.
Is that, that's all it takes? Oh, are you crying?
That one
Come
single
here, Daddy.
Tear.
Don't worry about that real quick. I got you. Let me just help pull these down. You just sit back. I'm going to make it better.
One single tear. That's all it takes.
That is goodness. I'm going to start crying more often than if that's all it takes.
Try it. Try it. Just don't let us see this episode first.
Have me walking around bawling in Victoria's Secret just to see what happened.
Dwayne knows. He said that sympathy be. D. Nicole says, I've never lusted after a broken man. That's insane. Toya is not even easing up. It doesn't take much for transactional girls.
Ooh, damn.
But what does he have for those transactions?
He's got something. It's working.
2 for 20.
It's working. So
it is working. To be fair, yeah. It is working. their last group session, they brought everybody back out, right? Anything stood out to that from you?
I think them bringing everybody back out and Madison again, I think was the part where they started to say, like, what do you want people to know about you that they didn't show on a show? Mm-hmm. And you had Ike try to say that we're humans. Mm-hmm. We feel like you feel. And da-da-da. I was like, dude, just stop talking. Just hurry me get off the screen. And then for Michelle to say, like, look, I do have a personality.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I was like, okay, great, because we were all curious. But then Madison,
yeah, we know she has a personality. It's called Nasty.
Yeah, but then Madison at the end of it to say, you know, what we have is real and all the apologies I did was real. Stop. Mm-hmm. Just be happy. Stop apologizing. Just be happy with David and y'all ride off into the sunset together and live your lives. But don't apologize anymore because no one is going to believe it. We're not going to watch this show and watch the reunion and be like, you know what? Madison has a good point. Mm-hmm. They are human. They have feelings. No.
Yeah. Something to be says, everyone has a personality. Michelle just has a horrible, cruel one. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I thought Kevin was kind of messy though. When he asked Madison, if there anything he would change about, if she would change about David's style.
Yeah. And then look at her being nasty back. No, I mean, his shirts, they're too big. He doesn't need an extra, extra large. He has muscles. I like tight shirts on his muscles. Alan. That's what she just didn't add at the end. But Alan.
Remember, Michelle also took David for a terrible makeover and wanted him to dress like Drake.
Oh, her friend had no style. I mean, Michelle took David to where Madison took Alan. It's just David doesn't have $3,000.
there's that slight difference. That's slight difference. Nubi Mahogany had a question for you, though. Did you like MM's braids? No?
Not really. I mean, something I didn't like. It's just didn't do anything for me one way or the other.
Yeah. And we know you're not a big braids person. That's number one on the list. That long list. Yeah.
Not a braids person, but I mean, it didn't do, you know, one thing or the other. I think if she likes it and Brandon likes it, it's all that matters.
Well, apparently. So Lisa says, so insulting they're still playing us for fools. We all know David and Madison hooked up on the honeymoon. Do you think they really hooked up on the honeymoon, or that's just where they knew there was an attraction and they could feel the magnets drawing towards each other.
I think that's where the attraction and the magnets part. I don't think they hooked up
right
on the honeymoon. I mean, I don't think so. But again, to be honest with you, I wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything could have happened. We don't know. Remember he slept outside by the pool?
Yeah. Maybe he wasn't alone. Maybe that's when he got some sympathy pee.
Yeah, it could have been. What you doing out here? Well, you know.
Well, you know. Oh, don't worry about that, Daddy. Let me just help you with this one.
Toya believes you, says they definitely started on the honeymoon. I believe it depends on what you consider starting. Messing around or just the flirting and knowing I find this person attractive, because that could be where it started. And by the way, Kelly, thank you very much. Says don't forget to like and subscribe. Love these videos. Thank you. We appreciate the love from everybody as well, too. So, yeah, please do hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Nikki B has said this earlier. Said, wait a damn minute. Madison said her granny was defending her, but I thought she said granny passed in a car accident. I don't think she's talking about other granny.
She could have been two grannies.
Yeah. Could have been. Did you call both grannies granny or by different names? Like Meemaw, Grandma?
Who knows? Who knows? But remember as a kid, how many times you not turn your homework in because your grandma died? And you use that.
Yeah, I've never done that. I've never
used that. You that multiple years. Hey, I'm not going to make it to class. My grandma died.
Let me explain something. When you're on an island, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, your family's well known. Right over here. Yes. Right over here.
You will get a beating in school for that. And when you get home for that. Miss Honey said Luffy had Madison figured out from the start, stealing her undies out the closet.
So, Alan, I smell someone else on these, not you.
Let me take these to the right door. David, you left something in here. Toya asked this question earlier. Why is Ike bothered by Brandon, right, when he got up and left? Do you think he was bothered by him, or just he didn't want to be bothered with them sitting there fake, kissing up and all this other stuff and acting the fool? He just didn't want to be around that tomfoolery.
I think I can read people pretty well. I just think he knew Brandon was full of crap.
Yeah.
And he's just, I don't want to be around all that. I think that's what I think. I think Ike kind of sized this dude up when he first met him. It's like, yeah, I don't need to be a part of this dude's energy. So he got off the stage.
Yeah. I mean, after seeing, and here's a real question, and this to everybody in the live chat right now. After seeing how Brandon acted when he walked out, from the "I just want to bet" to everything he did on that stage, to from talking about the Hennessy to the long night of clapping. Yes. What do you now fault Ike for walking off? Because I don't think so. YG Hall says, I'm glad Ike walked off. Toya says, I could have just said I'm happy for them. Yeah, but he didn't want to sit there and hear all that crap because old boy was going to be a little extra. Assumpta B says, agreed, Terrell. I supported Ike walking away ironically. No need to participate in that foolery.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saying there's nothing nice we've said about Ike all season. Neither one of us has said anything nice about Ike all season because he has not been a nice person. He's been unlikable all season. I can't fault him for walking off.
No. Can't fault him either. I mean, I'm that way. If I get that bad vibe about somebody, I'm not going to be around them, associate with them, talk to them. I keep it moving.
Nikki B says MM is ruining her life to make Ike jealous. He's not jealous, though.
He's not. I just think MM just wants to be married and she wanted to have a husband. And she's got to have that. And that's great.
Unfortunately, she proved him right. She proved Ike right. Even though Redefine Me says Ike is a diva. Yes. He is. He also wasn't wrong for walking off that damn stage.
No.
He was not wrong. Yeah, Indigo Blue 50. Good. He walked off. Peace and Love 1970. Brandon was cringy. MM had to be embarrassed. Had to be. Tegu, I would have walked away too. You keep saying she wasn't. Why?
Because this is what she wants. She will put up with this because this is what she wants. She wants a man that's going to be so into her. as much as she's into him. And mm-hmm. so she's just holding on to it. She hasn't had it. She finally got it.
Yeah.
And so she's going to put up with whatever for right now.
You agree with your girl, Charles? MM is fulfilling her dad's dying wish?
What was her dad's dying wish?
I don't remember. I must be to see her. Well, couldn't be to see her walk down the aisle, but that she would find somebody. No, sorry. Why did you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
God dang it. I'm sorry. Why would you do that? In. That's your fault.
Got me crying. Hey, honey. I got some tears. Call my wife real quick. We're going to have to end this. Oh, dear God. What is wrong with you, man? Wipe this clean. All right, let's move forward. Shit. CXM says, I would have preferred a timeline with M and Brandon. You called this out from the very beginning because they got married on the second date. Engaged on the second date.
Right.
If we follow the timeline.
The timeline they showed us, which I just don't believe. MM seems too smart to go on two dates and be like, this is it. I just don't buy it.
Yeah, I agree. Nikki B says, MM's father only told her he loved her in his deathbed. She is yearning for that love from these losers. Yeah, she wanted somebody there. I'm sad to see that for her because she's got a lot going on. Chocolate Suna says, I hope you all don't review Temptation Island or we'll see Terrell pull that clapper stunt again. Yep, sure will.
I don't watch that one.
He'll have to do it in 3D because I watched it just because I wanted to see what are they going to do from USA Network now that they're on Netflix. And they did not disappoint. Well, actually, they did disappoint. If we ever did anything on it, it would just be on that one couple because I can't. I'm so upset. I'm upset with that one.
I haven't seen it.
I know you haven't. I told you about it. Can't believe it. Anyway. All right. So we've got another episode to go with this, though. Where are
they? Yay. I'm so excited. Can't wait.
Yeah. At least, again, we're not doing Temptation Island. Toya says she can't get through Temptation Island. You should... I started, I'm like, okay, I got to see this through. This girl can't be this crazy. She's not going to, okay. And I watched it all the way through. Go ahead, watch it all the way through. Do yourself a favor. Just don't get your hopes up too high.
Yeah.
Don't get your hopes up too high. Last episode's next week, so we got that. We do have one more Ready to Love. We got to figure out when, because you've got your crawfish boil this weekend.
Yep.
So. If we get time this weekend, we'll do it. Maybe it might be Sunday. We knock out the last Ready to Love.
Yeah.
And that gives us either Sunday or Monday. We'll figure that out. Depends on how tired he is from, you know, that unseasoned crawfish he's about to cook.
You're going to be here for it. So it's going to be good. And don't forget the shrimp, snow crab, lobster tails.
Okay.
It's going to be a boil. It's going to be a thing.
Okay. I'm going to order some Popeyes.
Yeah. You can get you some Popeyes. You're missing out. I got 3 king cakes from Gambino's in New Orleans. Man, it's going to be live. I got beads and everything. It's going to be live.
Oh, wait. Like, you didn't say about the beads. So what do people have to do to get these beads?
Cry. Show some tears.
Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button if you're not subscribed. Please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications so you can find out when we go live. Something to be asked. Are you inviting Michelle?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
If so, I wasn't coming.
Oh, yeah, y'all can say it to her face. Talking about.
I'll say it to her face, then I'll leave.
Yeah, no.
Real easy. Hey, I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.